I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. I love spring, but I struggle with allergies, which are not the most fun. Luckily, with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, I can say bring on the blooms and face allergies head on. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. I'm obsessed with Kleenex. I always have a box of tissues nearby. I'm always carrying them in my purse. I feel like that prepared friend. But I do have allergies. You could probably hear it in my voice this time of year. You know, we're struggling out here, okay? But if I'm going to be rubbing this tissue on my face, you know, I have makeup on. I want it to be like soft and comfortable. I don't want to be ripping up my nose. And that is why I love the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, because they'd get the job done. They're non-irritating. They are just the go-to. I mean, doesn't everybody love Kleenex? I feel like I grew up using Kleenex. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Good morning and welcome to Chrisley Confessions. It's Julie and
Savannah.
You're a little hesitant there.
No, I know, but we're having to record apart from each other this morning, so I'm a little nervous.
Yes, we're having a little separation anxiety, if you will, so just bear with us because we're recording in two different places. I'm recording from my house, Savannah's recording from hers, and, you know, we typically record in a studio together, and it makes it so much easier because us Chrisleys really like to talk, and so it's hard not to talk over each other when you're not there face to face. So bear with us, but I am super, super happy to have Savannah here on the podcast with me today. Her dad was willing to give up his spot for a day.
First of all,
I want to say, give a shout out to all of our veterans who are currently serving, who have served in the past. Todd's dad served, my grandfather served, and to all those men and women who, and the families of them who sacrifice daily so that we can live in America. I mean, and that brings me to, I don't believe that things just happen, but, the reason that we have Savannah on the podcast today is because her makeup collection, Sassy by Savannah, is going to be released today. And I just find it so special that it's being released on Veterans Day. You know, all the other Chrisley children would tell you that Savannah was her papa's favorite.
Yes, I was.
I don't find that coincidental that it's being released today. I mean, I think that, you know, you've got a guardian angel there, Savannah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this line, this cosmetic line, and kind of how it came to be and what you hope to accomplish with it?
You know, I have, you yourself know, Mom, that I have loved makeup forever. I mean, there was a point in time to where, I was in like fourth, fifth grade, and I was wanting to wear makeup, and of course, Dad was not having it, and Mom went to Bare Minerals, I think it was, to get me just like some bare minimum and a little drugstore stuff, and she'd let me put a little bit on the way to school so Dad didn't see. And you know, a lot of that came from my own insecurities and not feeling confident in who I was, and I wanted something to help me feel a little bit better about myself. And that did work for a little while, and then you reach an age to where you kind of have to dig deep and feel confident within yourself. And I definitely got to that point, but makeup's just always been the thing that I've run to. It's been a great escape for me, just shopping for makeup, applying makeup. It's just always had a way of making me feel a little bit better about any situation that I'm in. So I decided that I wanted to create a makeup line, and I feel like there were so many roadblocks along the way, whether it was people not believing in me and not believing that I could do it, or just things getting in the way. I mean, for instance, COVID did happen, and we were supposed to launch in January of this year, And now here we are, November, almost a year later, but we're here. And I'm grateful for it. It's like you said, Mom, I don't believe that things just happen. And with COVID happening, it definitely caused me to take a step back, because obviously makeup, that's not important when we're in the midst of a global pandemic and people are dying and the world's shutting down. Makeup was the last thing on my mind, because that's just who I am. And I wanted to worry about the safety of everyone involved. So creating a cosmetic line was not my first priority. And then when things, you know, I feel like we all had to try to create our new normal after a little while. And so I got back to working on my line, and I was supposed to have a huge photo shoot, and that did not happen due to COVID and just all the safety protocols. We just weren't willing to take that risk. So I took Polaroids. I was in a hotel room and I took Polaroids, and that's what you will see on my packaging.
And I think that was absolutely amazing, because, you know, it wasn't a staged photo shoot, you know, with thousands and thousands of dollars spent. It was literally with a Polaroid camera, and they're some of my favorite photos.
I know. I love them. And it was just another thing that happened that, you know, yes, that I do still have some insecurities. And with being on TV and having the social media following that I have, it's hard because people always give their opinions, and it does hurt sometimes. I am a normal human being. So the fact that it wasn't a normal photo shoot, you know, people Photoshop, they smooth things out, they do all these things, but these were Polaroids, so they could not be touched. And I just loved that, because it's all me. It's 110% me. Nothing is edited, nothing's Photoshopped, and that's how it should be. So it was actually a huge boost of confidence. It gave me a huge boost of confidence, because that's just what you get. You know, the photos are me. And I'm just so excited that today's finally the day that everything's launching. And we have a full face palette, which includes 15 eyeshadows, 2 bronzers, 2 blush, and 2 highlighters. And that is absolutely amazing. I mean, it comes with a big mirror inside the compact. And I'm just so excited. I feel like the quality of the makeup is absolutely amazing, but the prices as well. And you can get the full face palette for $22, which is, I think, such a steal, because it's enough to do your whole face. I mean, you can contour, you can do blush, highlighter. And
Savannah, wasn't that one of the most important parts when you were developing this line, was that it was inclusive for everyone, no matter what color, no matter what gender, and no matter what socioeconomic class or that you were in, that everyone within reason would be able to afford it. That exactly. It wasn't, you know, a $50 lip kit or a $50 palette that was, you know, had 2 or 3 items in it, that this was something that was attainable for most people.
Yeah, for sure. Because I have heard people say, you know, I wish that I could have this or that. And I don't ever want my brand to be something that people wish for. You know, I want it to be something that people can have. And with my full face palette being $22, the eye kit, which has a gel liner, pencil liner, and mascara, and then a lip kit, which has a lip liner, lipstick, and lip gloss, you can buy all 3 of those things for under $50. So for me, that was just something I was not willing to give on. And that's why it took a little bit longer than expected, because I wanted product of quality, but I also wanted it to be extremely affordable. So I think that we hit those things, and I'm just so excited.
Okay, guys, so, you know, I've talked to you before about Nutrafol. When I talk about items when I am approached to talk about them on the podcast. I like to use them. I like to see them. I like to try them out. And when I received my first order of Nutrafol, Savannah's like, oh my gosh, Mom, I've used that for months. I swear by it. She's like, that is what has helped my hair so much. So like 30 million women are impacted by weakening or thinning hair. And if you're among them, know you're not alone and that there's a solution you can trust to deliver results just like Savannah did. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. Nutrafol offers two targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages in life. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. In a clinical trial, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair, and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using promo code CC, and new customers will get 20% off. This is their best offer available anywhere, plus free shipping on every order. Get 25% off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/CC.
And, you know, something happened yesterday and it honestly kind of brought me to tears because I had sent out packages to friends of mine who, you know, are in the industry and just even some of my best friends. I just sent out a bunch of packages and the overwhelming response that I got from people just posting the products, congratulating me. And the biggest thing was, of course, all the women that are doing this, it really touched me because there are a lot of times to where women, they like to say they're a huge supporter of other women, but when someone releases something, they're not out here promoting it because they see it as a threat. And a lot of women have a tendency to make it a competition. I mean, I'm guilty of that myself. Like, I found times to where I was either a little jealous of someone and something they had going on or just things of that nature. And I've learned that, you know, their blessing is not my blessing. And so it was just so great to see all the people posting and all the women just cheering me on and putting my products out there for the world to see. It was just such an awesome moment. So I'm excited.
So Savannah, before we actually start taking some callers' questions, what are the ways in which people can order, you know, either online? Tell us the different ways that they can get your products.
Yep. So you can go online to sassybysavannah.com and order all your favorites. Also, if you go to my Sassy by Savannah Instagram, you can look and I have a special filter for Sassy and it shows you, it lets you try on all the different lip colors. So you can try on the lip colors, see which ones you like best and which ones you want to purchase before you actually purchase them.
So with that being said, let's take our first caller.
Hey, this is Dorothy and
Haley.
We go to school in Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia, and we just wanted to ask you guys how you cope with stress, and we love your show, and y'all are so inspiring. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, girls from Virginia. You know, Savannah, I'm going to let you take this question because these are college girls. Tell them how you cope with stress.
For me, I feel like there are times where I cope with stress really well and then other times to where I don't. But at the same time, there is no right or wrong way to cope with it. It's what feels best for you. And there are some times to where you just want to lay in bed and that's all you need to do. You can do that because it's what feels best for you. I tend to kind of get really quiet and work out nonstop. And that's really it. So for me in stress, I just get quiet, I work out, and I kind of stick to myself, which isn't always the best because it's never good to isolate yourself. But I do that where I hang out with my family. So I think it's just be patient with yourself and give yourself some grace. And whatever way you choose to deal with your stress, it's the right way for you.
Yes. And I feel like you girls are obviously in school together. So I think having that someone that you can vent to, that you can go to when you're having a bad day, when you're feeling overwhelmed by stress, is very important. And if it means just taking a walk, going for an ice cream, whatever it is, just finding a way to know that you're not in it by yourself. We are all, I think 2020 could be defined as stress. I mean, if we had to take one word and define 2020, it would be stress. So I think it's just knowing that you are not in that boat by yourself. So good luck and God bless. Next caller, please.
Hi, my name is Melissa and I'm calling from the Midwest in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You guys bring me so much joy listening to you guys and laughter and just some peace. Your podcast is like a nice conversation with friends or family, and gosh, I wish it was a daily podcast. I really do. But I just, again, want to say thanks. And then my question, when life just kind of gets you down and God forbid you can't listen to one of your podcasts or watch a rerun of your show, I am a believer, but sometimes I struggle with just emotions and just trying to, get through the day sometimes and with some joy and not becoming negative with all that life and this world throws at you. And I just want to know what's your, besides Bible reading, you know, what's your go-to thing that always brings you joy and little things you can do during the day to just kind of restructure your mindset for the day and to be in that joyful mindset again. And that's my question, I guess. I hope it made sense. And thanks for doing what you do.
Hi, Melissa from South Dakota. Thank you so much for listening and your kind words. You know, I think the theme of this podcast is dealing with stress and dealing with just the everyday life. And I can tell you, Melissa, that I experienced this exact same thing. And for me, I have to stop and I have to realize how blessed I am. I have to realize that there are so many people in this world that have so much more going on than I do and that are dealing with so much more than I am. And you know, so I do have to just stop for a minute and acknowledge and just take in what all I do have to be grateful for and know that, you know what, I'm not the only one going through these stresses of life. We're all going through them together and we're all going to get through them together. And so that's, and Todd and I have been very vocal about, our weekly therapy sessions. You know, we talk to Steve every week and it is truly a blessing because when I started talking to Steve, I realized that for 1 hour a week, I was doing something that was just about me. Even though we talk about my marriage, my children, my whatever, it was just me and Steve and God for 1 hour. And I have found that when I stay and I'm steady with that and I do it every week consistently, that my weeks go by so much better. So my encouragement would be for you to find maybe somebody that you can talk to, whether it's a therapist or a pastor or just a mentor, someone that you look up to. Savannah, do you have something to add?
No, I think we're kind of on the same page. You know, we've all been huge advocates for therapy. And I think it's the one thing I would say is religion is a really hard thing because we know, you know, we know what we believe in, and that is God and the Bible. And but it's hard. It's hard to live out that every single day. And that's kind of just what I'm experiencing the older that I get. But through a lot of therapy and having thought-provoking conversations with my parents or my friends, it always helps. And like I like to say with almost everything, it's to just give yourself grace, because if you get all wrapped up in everything else, it just makes things harder.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Melissa. Next caller, please.
Hi, Chad and Julie. This is Kate from Michigan. I just wanted to call because I have a question. About 2 years ago, my grandmother passed away, and we were super, super, super close. And to this day, it still really affects me. We had her memorial in the church that I grew up in, which I was raised Catholic. Since I moved out of my hometown, I have not been religiously going to church. So I do have a strong faith in God and a great relationship. I feel a great relationship with God. Now, moving forward, my boyfriend is Methodist, and like I said, I grew up Catholic, and we are trying to find a church that fits best with us. But my struggle is I feel at home in my Catholic church that I grew up in, but I want to share the same religion or at least be in the same space as my boyfriend so we can raise a family in the same church and go as a family. And I'm just really struggling with how I should go about this. I'm scared that if I go to a Catholic church, I should go to the Methodist and be with my boyfriend, but I'm scared that going to a Methodist church with my boyfriend is not going to feel like home. Like, I was wondering if you guys had any advice for this. But thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, my goodness. This is a hard one for me.
It's very hard, but I think you have to be realistic with yourself and have those hard conversations, because if you just ignore it, then you're going to spend all this time with someone with knowing that you're never going to be on the same page, and it's going to be a lot harder at that point. And I think it's all about having those hard conversations at the beginning and knowing where you stand, because if you're never going to be able to come together and meet up in that place in your life, then it's never going to work. If that's something that is extremely important to you and you're not willing to give on, then you need to have those conversations, and you can't try to get yourself to feel a different way if that's truly not how you feel inside. You should never sacrifice who you are and what you want out of life just to be with someone. So I feel like right. You either have to meet in the middle and come to an agreement together, but you have to be 110% open, honest, and transparent.
Right. And I don't think you're saying, Savannah, that you have to break up right away, but maybe come together and say, okay, you know what? We're going to find a Methodist church, and we're going to go to that church for 6 months together, let's just say. And then we're going to go to find the Catholic church that we want to go to and go to for 6 months together. And truly each person has to be open, and they have to take it all in. And then I think you can actually have a more educated conversation.
For sure.
Because someone who has grown up in the Catholic church, they're not going to understand a Baptist church or a Methodist church. Just like I grew up Southern Baptist. I would not understand the Catholic church in an intimate way because I didn't grow up that way. Now I have very, very, very dear friends who were Catholics. But I didn't grow up going to that kind of church. So I think, you know, they each have to, like you said, be open, be honest, and know that these are hard decisions. And that, you know, when you don't from the very beginning set boundaries about deal breakers and about things that each of you believe in, I think it just, like you said, it makes the relationship almost impossible to succeed at.
For sure.
Good luck, Kate. So I was super excited when I received my green pans. You guys know that I love to cook. I am forever cooking. I have every pot, pan that you can imagine. And that is why I'm so excited about our new partner, Green Pan. Since 2007, millions of people across the globe have joined Green Pan's ceramic nonstick revolution. And I am here to tell you that it works. It makes the absolute best omelet. My Grayson loves breakfast. He loves an omelet. And I thought, okay, this is going to be the end all. If this pan makes a great omelet, then it is a winner in my house. And I am here to tell you that it does. When Green Pan's founders discovered that traditional nonstick pans were made with plastic coatings that can turn toxic with heat, they set out to create a new alternative. Green Pan invented, yes, really, the ceramic nonstick cookware category and are pioneers in creating cookware without harmful toxins like PFAS, PFOA, lead, and cadmium. And that makes it even more important that you have a great pan that works, but that is also healthy. Because after all, we are cooking in these pans and we are feeding this to our family. And why does ceramic matter? It doesn't emit fumes when it's cooked, conducts heat evenly, is super easy to clean up, and allows you to cook with less oil or butter, making the foods you cook healthier. Green Pan also has scratch guard reinforced surface technology, a durable exterior, and an oven safe handle. And these are absolutely beautiful, beautiful pans. When I receive mine, I'm like, oh my gosh. I have to have a full set because my particular ones have gold handles and they are beautiful. They not only work great, but they're beautiful. I could see the difference immediately when I received my pans. And I love that because they truly work and I care about the environment. So remember, healthy cooking is more about than just the food you make. It's the products that you use to cook into. Right now, they have an exclusive offer just for Chrisley Confessions listeners. If you go to greenpan.us and use promo code CC, you'll receive 30% off your entire order. Plus free shipping on orders over $50. Whether you buy one pan or a whole set, that's 30% off, folks. This is an amazing, amazing promo. So head to greenpan.us and use our code CC. And next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Kentucky Girl. I called, I think back in August, and had some inquiries to ask about, you know, is it okay for the partner to go out and do things when the other partner doesn't want to? I never called back, but yeah, that didn't work out too well. And I decided that the relationship wasn't working. So, just right before this epidemic of I left the relationship mainly because she is best friends with her ex, and I was not feeling part of the relationship. It was like she had a relationship with her ex. That's where she was going to be. That was what was more important. I felt left out, so I left. It's been hard, especially right now being alone, trying to deal with the breakup, not around anybody. So listening to you all and maybe just helping me this, I guess the question is it okay to be friends with an ex, especially if they hurt you? And the hurt was mainly, like I said, my psychiatrist and therapist both have said it's not healthy because you may not have been cheated on physically, but you was cheated on mentally because of the things you heard and the way you felt and the way she made me feel. So I'm just really having a hard time and just need some words of encouragement from you all. Maybe just because I really listened to you all and have taken a lot from your show. In this time, I also lost my faith, I believe, because she was not a follower of God, and I lost my relationship, I feel, with God. So I am trying to find my way back there. So again, Kentucky girl that was having issues with even trying to get out and enjoy her life.
Okay, so Kentucky girl, thank you for calling back again. First and foremost, I want to say you have not lost your relationship with God. God is in the same place that he was when you chose to move away from him. So he is there waiting for you to say, you know what? I made a mistake and I'm ready to come back to you. So first, I want you to know you have not lost your relationship with God. He's still there. Second of all, your partner cheated on you, in not maybe not a physical way, but as you have said that your therapists have said, in an emotional way, and which I feel sometimes can be worse than the actual physical part of it. So what I would tell you is to make that break. No, I do not feel like you can be best friends with an ex, especially when it is a new breakup. Now, down the road, maybe your paths may cross again and you can be cordial to each other. And because obviously there was something between you that you cared about this person, but you can love someone from afar. That does not mean they have to be in your life every day. So what I would tell you is to A, you get back in prayer, you work on yourself, and when you least expect it, that right person's going to walk into your life. So I would tell you, you are going to be fine. You know what you need to do. It's just a matter of doing it. So start reading your scripture, get back into the Bible, find a group where you can go out and you can meet people who can help you to get back just into the world, just back into society as far as just going out and enjoying life again. Savannah, do you have something to add to this?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, all that matters is how this situation made you feel. And no one else gets to invalidate how you feel. So how you feel is the right way, and just don't ever settle for less. And that right person is out there for you. And if this was the right person, then this wouldn't be happening to you. So just keep pushing forward. You're great, you're worthy, and God has someone amazing coming into your life.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie, it's Matthew again. A while back, I sent you guys a voicemail about me getting independence. I am high functioning autism. I didn't mention that. I have a job now. You know, I'm gaining some skills and learning to work and that sort of thing. But my question for you this time is, how do I communicate with people without feeling uncomfortable? Because a lot of times, you know, sometimes I don't feel like comfortable eating around people, or I just kind of feel weird kind of being around people for long periods of time. I just want to know, what's your advice for being around people for the work periods and, you know, doing that? I've been there for a few weeks, but sometimes I still feel weird being around a lot of people and interacting with customers. Any help would be appreciated. Thanks.
Hi, Matthew. Thanks for calling back again. I'm glad to hear that you are now on the job and working. You know what? I would say take it slowly. I would say, you know, find someone that you work with that you maybe connect with, and just start out by just saying, having lunch with that person. I don't think you have to jump into it, you know, and feel like you have to be around everyone at all times, because, you know, that's not, a lot of people don't operate that way. A lot of people find it better to be in a small group. And so I would tell you to, you know, kind of peruse, check out who you're working with, how they have responded to you this far, and start on that level, just to have lunch with one person or to open your lines of communication with one person at a time. And just know that when you start feeling overwhelmed, it's okay to step back for a minute. It's okay to give yourself time to compose, to recompose, and to say, okay, I need a minute. And then slowly move back in. So I think it's just taking those baby steps, Matthew, that what's going to be the key. Savannah?
Yeah, I think, you know what, Matthew? Give yourself a big round of applause. I mean, it's so amazing to hear the things that you're doing. And it's literally one step at a time. Be grateful and thankful and proud of yourself for taking these steps and getting to where you're at in life so far. And just be patient with yourself and don't push yourself too hard. I mean, I know there are times where I don't do well in a group of people just because it's overwhelming, where I'm just frankly not in the mood for it for the day. So just know that we're proud of you and you can do anything that you set your mind to. And just take a few seconds, breathe, and you will be fine.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Julie. This is Sarah from, I guess you would say, Baltimore, Maryland. I just wanted to let you guys know that I am obsessed with your show and that I love the fact that you guys are raising Chloe. I was also raised by my grandmother. Although she did not adopt me, she was able to get power of attorney over me because my sperm donor, who did nothing for me growing up, would not give up his rights. My mom is in the picture. She was an addict at one point and is now very successful in title work for real estate and also is a real estate agent. I also love that you guys talk about mental health because I have struggled with anxiety since I was 4 years old and I never got help until I was 18 and then just recently, the beginning of this year, had a breakdown, I guess you would say, and I am doing so much better now, and now I am making the change, and I am going into title work with my mom, so hope this all works out, and I love you guys. Thank you.
Hi, Sarah from Baltimore. First of all, I want to say my hats are off to you for being so open about your story, because, you know, so many people are afraid to tell their story. And you know, I think your story can help so many people. And the fact that you have acknowledged the issues that you've had, but that you are on the other side. I mean, I can hear it in your voice that you're excited, that you are excited about this new career move. So that is absolutely amazing. As far as you talking about us raising Chloe, yesterday was actually Chloe's birthday, and she was 8 years old yesterday. And you know, it's has been a blessing that we didn't know that we needed or wanted, or we never even thought about it. I mean, and now I can't imagine my life without her. I mean, when she walks through that door and makes a beeline to me, it's the best feeling in the world. And to know that we are doing everything that we can possibly do to ensure that she has the best possible life that she can have. So good luck. Good luck with your career move. And I hope that everything goes well with you working with your mom. Savannah?
No, I just think it's so amazing to hear your story and how far you've come. And your story will help so many people. And yeah, so congratulations and good luck.
This episode is supported by the team at Vistaprint, and this holiday, Vistaprint are all about helping you create an on-off custom gifts that are so personal that they could never be regifted. I mean, I love when someone gives me a gift that has thought, that has meaning, and it just takes a little bit more time. And I never love to give just a gift that anybody could go out here and give. I love to think about that person and what would truly make their day and something that maybe they wouldn't buy for themselves. Vistaprint specializes in unregiftable gifts, gifts so unique and personal that you wouldn't dream of passing them on. One off gifts like custom mugs and canvas prints, photo books, and wall calendars. They're the kind of thoughtful gifts you really can't wait to give because they spark so much surprise and joy. At Vistaprint, you can also create your own personalized holiday cards, adding your photos and messages, and adding special finishing touches like embossed foil and scalloped edges. So rather than giving an unoriginal gift this holiday, make it unregiftable with a custom gift from Vistaprint. Go to vistaprint.com/CD to get started on your unregiftable gift. The holidays are coming up. Don't miss your chance to get an unregiftable gift. Get started today at vistaprint.com/CC. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie, and whoever the special guest may be, if there is one. My name's Sabrina. I'm from Buffalo, New York. Well, I've just been watching your show forever. Me and the father of my children, my fiance, my 16 in the butt, whatever you want to call him, Matthew. I just wanted to ask you all, I work at a mental health facility. And at the end of the day, a lot of the time, because, you know, I have these people calling that have these horrible problems. I'm tearing up now just talking about it. I'm sorry. They're going through so much in their lives, and I just feel awful for them. And at the end of the day, sometimes I'm just so emotionally drained that there's been days where I just go home and I go straight to bed. And, of course, I have mom guilt on. We have three kids, and I feel bad that, you know, I'm not coming home and doing all I need to do as a mom some days with them. But like I said, some days it's just so emotionally draining. I feel so horrible. And I know that you guys kind of go through the same thing. I mean, you have all these people calling you for advice and people on the street that I'm sure stop you. So I was just wondering if you had any advice on how I can better deal and manage that. Again, thank you so much for what you do. I love watching and listening to you guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, Sabrina from New York. First of all, I want to say my hats are off to anybody who works in the medical profession, whether it's a hospital, whether it's a nurse, whether it's mental health. My hats are off to you because I don't know how you do it every day. I really don't. And I think this year, especially with COVID, I don't know how you guys do it every day. I really, really don't. But what I would tell you is that you need an outlet. You need someone that you can talk to, whether that's a pastor, whether that's a mentor, whether that's a therapist for your own self. You know, we have dealt with mental health issues, but I can't imagine going to work and dealing with that every single day. So what I would say is thank you. But I would say find some help. Find someone that you can talk to give you that outlet. Savannah?
I could not have said it better.
All right, Sabrina, good luck and God bless. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Maria from Utah. Just wanted to say that I love your show and your podcast. You guys are doing a great job. But I wanted to know what would be the greatest advice that you can give in marriage and raising teens. Thank you, and have a great day. And like I said, I love your shows, and thanks. Bye.
Hi, Maria from Utah. My greatest advice for marriage is to, first of all, marry someone that you really like. Marry someone that you are friends with. Marry someone that you are willing to stick in there and not give up. You know, Todd and I will have been married 25 years in a few months. And people ask me all the time, how do you do it? You know, and I think I made a decision when Todd and I married that I was not going to walk away. And that when we decided to raise a family together, that I was going to do everything in my power to be a good wife, a good mother, and that no matter what, I was not going to give up. And I think, and, you know, now keep in mind, we've never had infidelity. We've never had abuse. We've never had those issues. So I'm saying that from my perspective, but I will tell you, marriage is never 50-50. And I say this to my children. I say this, especially Chase and Savannah. I tell them all the time, if you think you're going into a relationship or into a marriage that is 50-50, you are setting yourself up for failure. Because there are days, there are times, there are weeks that I feel like I'm doing 90% and Todd's doing 10. And then there are days and weeks where Todd feels like he's doing 90% and I'm doing 10. So it's not about keeping score, and it's not about this tit for tat, which I feel like so many people do. So for me, that's what it comes down to. Savannah, I'm not going to ask you to weigh in on this because you're married yet.
I don't know.
but if you had to say one thing that you think just by watching your parents, what would you think, or what do you when you talk about being married or how you want your marriage to be? What do you? I mean, you know, I'm sure there are things about me and your dad that you're like, I want to emulate that. And then there are things like, I don't want it to be like that.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I think the one thing that I want to make sure that I'm good at and my partner is good at is finding fair. I don't know. I think I may get that from my dad, but I'm not sure, you know. So
since he's not here, we're going to say absolutely you get that from your dad, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know, there are things that we all need to work on. I think just whenever I do get married, I want to have that relationship to where we fight fair and there's never this feeling of, well, if I say this, they're going to walk away. I don't ever want there to be an option to leave. And my generation, I feel like, looks at divorce as just, you know, oh, if it doesn't work out, we can always get divorced. You know, like just that it's just so
very flippant.
Easy. Yes, it's just very flippant and so easy to do. And I don't want that to be me.
Right. Good luck with that, Maria. And I think we have time for one more caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is David Wright. Love you guys so much. I love the family. I love the show. I've been watching since the beginning. My question for you guys is, well, I've been out as in like gay for about 2 years now. And my mom's side of the family loves and accepts me for who I am, but my dad's side of the family, they're very Christian. I'm a Christian myself. I'm a born-again Christian. I've been saved. I got baptized at the age of 12. I've accepted Jesus into my life, and I have been, you know, constantly repenting of my sins. And my dad, a couple weeks ago, basically called me, basically yelling at me for being the way I am, basically saying that I'm a mistake, how I'm going to go to hell, how my grandma, who died last year because she had very poor health, he blamed the reason why she died was because she was ashamed of me. What do I do? I've blocked him. I've blocked his number, but I fear that I'm also doing wrong in God's eyes because the Bible says not to honor for not to disobey or dishonor my mother and father. Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys, and have a blessed day.
Hi, David. First of all, I want to say there's a lot of components to what you just said. You know what? The Bible says that we are not to judge. That is not our job, to judge each other. You know, as a parent, I can tell you that my love for my children is unconditional, and that whomever they decide to love is on them. And, you know, the Bible says that a sin is a sin. So I feel like as a Christian, it is my job to love, to be compassionate, to be open, to be honest, and to know that you are a child of God. And, you know, I do understand one of the Ten Commandments is to honor your father and your mother, that your days on this earth may be long. So I would say there should be no retaliation. your father feels the way that he feels. I think you hopefully, you know, his heart will become softened and he will realize that you are his child no matter what. To me, you sound like a good, decent, honorable human being. And at the end of the day, as a parent, that's what we want for our children. And more importantly, we want our children to be happy. We want them to find happiness, whatever that looks like, because happiness looks differently to every person. So I would say to you, keep moving forward, keep trying to be positive. And, you know, best of luck.
Mom, I'm going to have to, with something that you said, you know, I would definitely say don't retaliate. You know, I know what the Bible says, honor your mother and father. But at the end of the day, what his father is doing is not godly. So he has the right to block these people out of his life. If all they're doing is hurting you and bringing you down and making you feel less than, then you don't have to have them in your life. And it's okay to, you know, it's okay to create that distance. Because,
well, yeah, and I think I said earlier in this podcast that sometimes we have to love someone from afar. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And we also have to forgive them. But just because we forgive them does not mean that we have to have a place at our table for them. So I can forgive you, because I feel like in order for you to move forward, David, you have to have that forgiveness in your heart. But it doesn't mean you have to have a place at your table for that person. So I would say forgive, move forward, do what you know is the right thing in your heart to do, and let God handle the rest. So with that being said, I think this is the perfect way to end our podcast for today. Tomorrow, Thursday, all new episodes of Chrisley Knows Best, 10, 9 Central on USA Network. Sassy by Savannah Cosmetic Collection launches today, 11/11. So until next week, good luck and God bless.